afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Mike Siegel.
I'm Krista Stratton.
And joining the three of us tonight, special Mother's Day record. You're making that face. Why are you making that face?
I don't know.
My wife, Pilar Alexander, is here. And happy Mother's Day to Christy and Pilar.
Yay! Yay. Happy
Thank
Mother's
you
Day.
For us.
Thanks.
Did you, Christy, I know what Pilar did today. What did you do today? Thumbnail it for us.
Went to the gym.
Okay.
And
committed, very
What's that
committed.
Like? That sounds nice.
Oh, it's been a while. And I'm like, I'm doing this. It's happening. And we went to Red Lobster, which I haven't been to in a long time. And I was kind of craving it.
And what did you have?
I had a la carte, a tail, a lobster tail, and shrimp scampi. Right. And a cheddar biscuit.
Oh, the biscuits are, those are the winners.
Yes. When my dad goes to Red Lobster, he gets steak.
why does he buy, why does he go?
He's an idiot. That's why. Did you get any presents?
I got some beautiful peonies.
Excuse me?
Say that again.
Peonies. Flower.
Peonies. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very
nice.
Did you think she said panties?
I didn't.
I thought she said panties.
I thought she said peonies. I thought she said penis.
That's like panties. That's more of a Valentine's
thing. Yeah.
And my son made me a little rock sculpture ?
Aww.
So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really cute. I like that stuff, and I'll take it to work, and it'll bring me joy.
Yeah.
What, did he glue the rocks together?
I think so. I think it's just a rock on a rock with some paint on it.
It's something. Okay. It's something you'll find. You'll find that in another 10 years, and you'll throw it right in the trash. Right now, it means something to you.
Yes.
Pilar, what did you, I know?
Well, one of my oldest girl gave me a hug, and my youngest girl gave me grief, and and then Pat got me two fabulous Calvin Klein dresses.
Oh, those were lovely. I saw them.
Pat is like living with Pat. Okay, you know, I tease you about certain things, but
everything.
Pat has amazing taste in clothes, and he buys me all of my clothes.
Yep.
He is like a personal shopper.
What? I know. I don't even know.
I'm gonna lay it out there right now, guys. It's easy. You buy your girlfriend or your wife a dress, you're gonna go crazy. They're not even gonna believe you could do it. It's easy to do. Here's what you do. First, you go in the closet. If you don't know her size, go in the closet, you look at the dresses that are already there, and you see what size they are. Second, look at those tags. You're going to say, oh, she likes
the
dresses.
Same designer or brand.
Exactly. Then, third, if you've been with them long enough, you know what they like to wear, and you know what you like to see on them, and then go from there. It's not hard. It's not brain surgery.
That is still
pretty
impressive.
Easy.
Are you listening, Gary, man?
And Mike,
I called my mom.
Good for you.
She's got flowers.
You're a good son.
That's nice.
That's nice.
And what about any of the women on the boat that you've impregnated? Did they have a nice Mother's Day?
From what I hear, I can't keep track of them all.
All right, very good.
Those babies have a nice jawline.
That's true.
All right.
Mike thought we should do a Mother's Day episode, and I said, why would you define these women just by them being mothers,
Mike? You know, Christy and Pilar thought you should do a Mother's Day episode, too.
But if we were doing that, we would have recorded it last week, and it would have dropped this Thursday in preparation for Mother's Day.
Yeah, but then we just talked about it anyway, so...
We talked about it, but I mean the topic of the show tonight isn't...
Then I could have played Danzig. Mother! That's all I know from that.
Pink Floyd.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good version.
Yeah,
right?
We like that. Mother!
We had Cuban food.
Yeah,
Versailles. Food from
Versailles.
Oh, yes. There's one near us.
Yum.
Yeah, that's the one we went to.
Oh.
Yeah. Then I drove by your house and I threw a garlic chicken at your window.
There you go.
Nice.
All right, here's what we're doing tonight. First of all, a couple weeks ago, I wanted to do a topic that said, they have to play it. where you play like the song that if you go see a band, if you go see Leonard Skinner, they have to play Freebird. Mm-hmm. And then it was pointed out to me by Pilar and
by
Mike.
Me. No, first by me.
First by you.
Ignored by Pat. Like, oh, you don't know anything.
Yeah. And then Mike wised me up.
And Mike was like, Mike, that's a very nice idea.
Mike, that's excellent, Mike. Thank you so much for pointing that out to me. We'll just be playing popular songs. That might not be the best program.
You know, the most played songs ever.
Of all time. So then we did, I don't know, I think was it your idea to play songs that you wish they would play?
I don't remember.
I'm going to give you credit for that because it's Mother's Day, even though it was my idea. But for Mother's Day, I'll give you the credit on that.
Okay.
All right. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to play songs that if you went to see a band that you like, living or dead, any time frame, it's the song that you wish they would play, but they don't play it, or they play it minimally. That's what we're going to do.
I went with all bands that I have seen live and was angry that they didn't play these songs.
Oh, that's
but I had a whole list of fantasy ones. I didn't know that was on the table. But I thought
I definitely have a fantasy.
Okay. I kept it easy on myself and just went, yeah, I saw these guys and they didn't play these.
Five of my six are bands that I've seen before, and they didn't play these songs.
All right.
What about you, Christy?
I've seen one. No, I've seen two.
Okay.
I've seen two.
All right. And Pilar, have you seen any of those bands? You have.
I've seen two.
You've seen two?
Yeah.
All right, good. That's good. And you have two songs that aren't on the list, but you haven't seen those people.
But they're all, most of this is just fantasy stuff. To be honest with you, even though I felt like vindicated with the subject matter, I am the wrong person for this podcast.
I forced you to come here.
Like all of my high school listening was show tunes. I have to admit that now. And then, of course, I fell in love with like Lilith Fair in the 90s. And that is it for my listening pleasure. But
I'm going to guess.
I'm limping along with this podcast. I ask everybody to forgive me.
Last night she had a panic attack and said, would I be mad if you didn't do it? I go, the artwork's already done. You gotta do it.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell Pat. You don't want to do something artwork is done.
I can't go to a guy who makes the artwork for free and tell him my wife's not doing it, take her name off of it.
The reason I wanted to cancel was because of Mother's Day. And then what pushback did I get before I got here? It's Mother's Day. You're never home.
Well,
you
blame
work
me
so much.
Because I knew Mike would not be, he would be out of town. And so this was the last day before Mike goes out of town to hang with some gorillas.
Well, I'm going to, Alaska and then the gorillas. Yeah.
I'm a little nervous though. Rwanda. I want you to make sure that like you're not in a space where like the gorillas could overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure they're not going to do that. Like, oh,
well,
we've got to go
there's handlers
into the
all
phone,
around. I mean,
and then they're leaving you there with all the gorillas.
Do you get to? Is this when people go and they swim with the gorillas?
Are there actual gorillas?
Yes, he's going to go.
You hike up to, this is Rwanda, and you can do it in Uganda as well, but you have to hike up to these gorilla families, and there's only a certain amount of people they can take up a day, or else you would overwhelm them, and you know they would get really nervous. But they're trained to have certain, they're used to people being around, but a small group. So you sit by these families, it's usually one alpha male, and then these, you know, the females, and then the little ones. Mm-hmm.
How many do you get to shoot?
I'll shoot them all. I didn't tell you that. This is all a hunting thing. I'm going to clean the forest of gorillas.
Do you think the women gorillas will have the same reaction to Mike as all of
Oh, yeah. Gosh. You know it. That's what made me concerned.
Sometimes if they come too close, there are handlers there that will shoo them away and stuff like that.
But
you're not supposed to make eye contact and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. How can you not?
They see that as aggression. And you never.
My wife sees that as aggression. Yeah. I can't make eye contact with her. Will Roddy McDowell be there?
Yeah, he'll be there.
He'll be there? Cool.
Yeah, okay. Zayas. They're all going to be there.
Will you be beneath or will you be battling these apes? What were you?
I'm going to conquest them.
I'm going to
conquest them.
Okay. And then next month, he'll return.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
next week.
That's right.
That were meant to say next year.
Want me to edit that?
I cannot.
Want me to edit it so you sound coherent?
No. Right. No.
You've had a long day.
She doesn't spend enough time in this office.
I don't.
Good thing you brought her back.
Isn't it fun to be here and not like have to like
talk about screenwriting?
Yeah, do work.
Yes.
Okay. And you got, what are you drinking? What's in your cup?
It's just coffee.
Just coffee?
Why? Because, again, the 14-year-old who's like, you were never here, also accused me of, me and Pat, of like being, is it teetotalers?
We never drink it.
She's like,
you guys are always drinking Bellini, peach Bellinis at that. Road. What are you talking about?
So now,
crazy.
I'm a bad mom. I can't go home with alcohol on my breath on top of it all.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you
because
can.
You're in charge.
Yes.
Here's some
taking orders from these kids.
Here's some text today I had with Rita at 11:35 a.m. This was the first time she was being pissy today. I put, "It's Mother's Day," a couple of exclamation points, "No attitude today." And then she gave me the mean emoji.
She gave you attitude.
She gave me the mean emoji. And I said, I said, "I'm not joking. Be the best today. Be best.
Be best.
Be best."
And then she said, "Stop." So I guess she thought maybe it was a telegram.
Oh my goodness.
So, this happened. Oh. Yeah. So anyway. Okay.
We have fun.
A rough day.
Yeah. It was a rough day for her.
Yeah.
Just because she has homework
and
her room's
a
mess.
Mother's Day. I'm done with this. All right.
Yeah. No more Mother's Day. You know, next year.
Yeah.
You get your dress. Yeah. And you're going to open it up in a secluded hotel.
Yes.
Where the
Sweet.
Children aren't.
Yes. No, you say no. But and like.
No. He finally knows what I want for Mother's Day. That's good.
A weekend away. Yeah. Yeah,
and by the way, if you go into Rwanda, they have a great hotel there.
No.
Bring it around. Mm-hmm. All right. So here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
I wish they would play it.
All right.
I'm going to start with you. We'll go girl, boy, girl, and I'll stop.
All right.
Or do you want Christy to start?
No. Mike starting.
Why am I starting? Okay.
Okay.
Mike starts.
Yay.
Mike starts.
I'll just go right down the list. So I've seen Paul Weller a bunch of times, and every time I go, Murray asks, it's like, "Did he play any Style Council stuff?" And I go, "No, he doesn't. He never does." So that whole 80s chunk of the Style Council, he just never touches. He either plays some jam stuff or solo.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And if he would play one, it would probably be Ever Changing Moods or something like that. So there's one that I love that he never plays. And so this is one, it's called A Solid Bond in Your Heart from the Style Council. Fun.
Yeah, totally fun.
And I'd freak out if you ever played that. And nope, nothing.
That's so weird. Nothing. I mean, like, if I go see Bret Michaels solo, he plays Poison stuff. So, I mean, why wouldn't he play some Style Council stuff?
Does he tour solo, Bret Michaels?
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't that make the rest of the band think, "You fucking dick. We could be making money.
What else could they do? You know what I mean?
The other guys can't do anything.
That's what I mean.
Bret calls them up.
How many people are in that show, Bret Michaels solo? You and 10 other dorks?
I've never seen Bret Michaels solo. I wouldn't go see that.
Wouldn't you? Come on. Yes, you would.
Where's he playing?
The Canyon Club. Five minutes from your house, right?
Yeah,
you go to that.
I go.
Okay,
yeah, I do
exactly.
Go. I do go. I took Pilar to the Canyon Club to see the Jim Blopsoms.
The Blopsoms?
I love the Blopsoms.
You teetotaler.
And
Mom, you're always working.
Why don't they ever go, "Dad, you're always at a concert," which he is.
Even the show that you and Mom went to had an alcohol in the title, the Gin Blossoms. Six songs in, Pilar's like, "Okay, well, how long is the show?" I go, "Well, they're going to play probably 10 more songs." Oh.
But you have to understand, like, I'm 5'1", and we're standing in a crowd.
You're on my shoulders.
So all I'm seeing is somebody's, like, leather jacket back or something like that, and I'm trying to drink my warm beer and not think about going to the bathroom. So for me, that's a concert in certain places.
That would be my band name, Leather Jacket Back.
Good news is, as we get older, like, there's much more seating now.
Yeah.
It's like they don't make a stand that much anymore.
Depending on
who you're seeing. But yeah, no. They ran out of chairs for Pat and I at Todd Rundgren's.
At Todd Rundgren the other night.
There were chairs short. Yeah. They went and got one.
Like, angry old man, like, "Where are chairs?"
I showed up late.
I said, "Hey, my friend's going to be here, and he needs a seat. He's got gout." Christy, what's your middle name?
My middle name now is Stratton, but my middle name used to be Elizabeth.
Oh, that's
Christine
pretty.
Elizabeth
Stratton.
That's so regal. Nice.
Yeah, that's regal.
Right? You should have like married a royal or something.
Seriously.
Yeah.
you could have spent Mother's Day with Prince Harry.
Yeah,
with that
right?
name.
Right.
What?
It's a strange... Right.
Segue?
Yeah.
I just want to know what your middle name was.
Oh. Why?
I thought that it was going to go somewhere. I thought this was like about a song.
Are you trying to figure out her password, her Netflix password?
I looked I looked deep in her eyes, and I thought, what is her middle name? I need to know more about this woman.
We're going to go down like a rabbit hole of like the serial conversation in a second. Don't go to middle names.
All right.
Although it's beautiful.
It is.
It's a lovely Christmas.
It's fine.
All right, Christy, yes, with the middle name Stratton Man.
Okay, when I thought it was supposed to be one band,
yes,
that we had to pick six songs.
From one band.
From one band. I was going to pick Devo. Like, Devo. I was going to pick them. Because I do know their deeper stuff that I actually think is good. Like, some people, you go too deep into their stuff and it's not very good.
Right.
I've only seen them one time in the, early 2000s. There was a... like a 10K, 5K situation downtown where they had bands at different...
Okay.
And they were at the end, and I was really running the 10K, but I took a wrong turn, and I only ran a 5K. And so I got to see them, but
I won the 10K.
But, so I only really got to see them a little bit. And, you know, they play the big things, but I love a bunch of their stuff from New Traditionalists, but I love Oh No, It's Devo, and that's the one that has Peekaboo on it.
Yes.
But this song opens up the, I had it on cassette, and I just think it's so fun and great, and it's called Time Out for Fun.
For it.
Yeah.
It's a nice headphone song, yeah, too.
Right?
Bing, bong, bong, bing.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I love that they brought Beehives back. That was so cool.
No, that was the B-52s.
Oh, shit.
Do you want me to edit that out, too?
They were wearing, the Devo was wearing the you know, flower. Potted plant flower
oh,
pots
damn.
On their heads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, never mind. Forget it.
Oh, no, it's Pilar.
Oh, no.
Is this the Bellini talking?
Mom, it's
no,
me Bellini.
Those Bellinis. She's having constantly coffee. Blending the peaches to make the stuff Bellinis. For your Bellinis.
Did you put some Kahlua in your coffee?
Oh my God, I wish. At this point now, I do wish. Oh,
so,
good Lord.
Mike and I went to see Todd Rundgren the other night at the Wiltern, and I told Mike, "Let's go, man," because he's playing the hits this time. And because sometimes Todd doesn't, he plays whatever the heck he wants. But he's playing the hits this time. So Mike arrives late. So Mike misses Open My Eyes by Nas. Hello, It's Me. We Got to Get You a Woman. And I Saw the Light.
Yeah, every song that I knew and all my favorite songs. All of them. And he
missed them all.
The concert started at 8:05. Doors, I had a dinner thing.
Doors at 7.
Yeah, but...
He's
if the ticket
70.
Says 8, they start at like 8:45,
well,
9,
but,
right?
You know, it's a concert with chairs. We've already established that, right?
But all those hits right in the first half hour, I got there like 8:30 and missed. And then what did you play the rest of the time?
Just songs, you, songs
did I did not know.
Know.
No. Didn't play. Didn't play.
No.
Good, good. That one I don't like, I'll be honest.
Me either. And that's, I think people know that. So yeah. He doesn't play that. But man.
It was
really?
A long night for Mike.
Oh, it wasn't so bad, but man.
I know.
How was Greg Hawks?
Greg Hawks was great. He was really great.
On keyboards.
Four-fifths of the new Cars were up there. Everyone but Elliot. Seriously. Chasm, Prairie Prince, Greg, and Todd.
Oh.
All right. We were looking for Elliot Easton.
Yeah, we thought.
We were hoping maybe
like,
there'd be
a
sighting.
Does Elliot come out because he knows all these guys? Is he going to come out and see a show? But I didn't see him anywhere.
Hmm.
But, you know, I was looking for Jill. Like maybe.
Oh, yes.
Maybe she's there. Didn't find anyone. I looked at
she's
Siegel.
A doll. I love Jill. I feel like we're friends now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. You are friends.
Yeah.
So the reason I bring Todd up is my first song. Is a Todd Rundgren song. The song's called Hideaway. It's from 1982 from my favorite Todd Rundgren album called The Ever Popular Tortured Artist Effect. I did a little more, I went a little deeper than you guys. He's only ever played this song twice in concert, and that was in 2015, two shows in Akron, Ohio.
Oh, I thought you could say, and when I saw them.
So here's a little bit of Hideaway.
Rundgren, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Not even as a producer.
Not as anything. And last night they did like a slideshow. Or, I mean, not last night, but when we saw him, they did like a slideshow. And he produced so many big albums.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
So many artists.
One of my 80s favorites albums was the Psychedelic Furs, yep. Forever Now.
Yes.
He did that one.
Love My Way, which is a big hit.
Bad Out of Hell.
Bad Out of Hell.
Oh.
He produced that?
I didn't know that.
XTC, Skylarking. It's one of their best. I mean...
Tons of stuff.
So I love Todd Rundgren, and I've been listening to Todd Rundgren like nonstop for like 4 months in the car. I have a CD that I put together. And the other day when I'm driving to school, taking Rita to school, she says to me, she goes, "This is the best music." And I was like, "Yes, it's working. It's working." And then I heard her sing Just One Victory in her bedroom the other night. I'm like, "This is the best ever."
Oh, no.
So really?
Yeah.
She's not doing it just to impress you?
She isn't.
No.
She doesn't do anything to impress me.
What would be her music? What is she listening to?
She likes Billie Eilish right now.
Billie Eilish is really cool.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
Her.
Christy, have you heard?
I got my finger on the pulse of this music podcast.
She's amazing.
Yeah. And what else does she listen to?
Well, that's her artist
right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And give me a song from this Eilish fella. Bill's his name?
Bill? William Eilish. Well, 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 Mr. Eyelash.
God, I just sounded 90.
All right, Pilar, you got a song for us? I'm excited.
Yes, it is by Elvis Costello.
Hey, I brought one from him.
Did you?
You said there was no overlaps.
Well, there's no, the song's not the same.
I know, but I knew we would get some of the same people.
This is the one.
I actually went to this concert. How about that? I went to see Elvis Costello in the
90s. You got a year for us? In the 90s. Okay.
90s, it was either right before I met Pat or maybe the year I met you.
So that was mid 95? To late 90s.
95.
Wow. 95. I went with Rochelle. Do you remember Rochelle?
I don't remember Rochelle.
She did. We were both dabbling in comedy at the time. Anyway.
Don't remember.
Those tapes I got to see.
Oh, yeah. Be quiet. So I went to see Elvis Costello and he did not play one of my favorite songs, and it is Almost Blue.
And, were you blue because he didn't play it?
A little bit.
You're supposed to say almost.
Right.
Bellini.
Is that where you take that improv training?
Almost blue, almost doing things we used to do. There's a girl here and she's almost you. Almost all the things that your eyes once promised, I see in us too. Now your eyes are red.
I'm supposed to signal you?
Well, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're just supposed to signal me when you want me to fade the song.
Okay.
And you know why he doesn't play that in concert? Because it slows the concert down to a crawl.
It's beautiful.
I'm not saying it's not, but in a live setting, that will shut the crowd down.
Would anyone like to go to the restroom?
To the loo.
Almost Blue. Hit it. 1, 2, 3.
I think you're going to find that all my songs tonight are really sad.
I got some mellow stuff. There's a reason they don't play them in concert.
I love sad songs.
I got one. I got a sad one. Can I play my Elvis one then, since we're there?
Yeah. You want to call an audible?
Yeah, I'll call an audible. Go to number 4. This is from... This Year's Model, which many consider his greatest album, although a lot of people say Armed Forces and maybe some other ones, but this is one off that.
And maybe some other ones,
maybe
Mike?
Some other albums that they like. But that album is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
This Year's Model, and this is one of my favorite songs from it. This is Lip Service. Good claps in it, too. Everybody is going through the motions.
That's fun.
Who's back from the bathroom? Okay, lip service. Lip service. One, two, three.
Oh.
Christy Stratton.
Okay. I have seen Def Leppard in concert.
So have I.
Okay. And
they poured sugar all over
you. Oh, man. I you saw them did. Then, and then I saw them like in the late 90s. But they had this album called Slang.
Yes.
That was in the like late 90s. And it was when they did their Behind the Music.
That's what they were plugging.
Right. And yeah. It's good, y'all. It's really good. Such a departure from their other stuff. But I love it, and I'm so glad you're familiar with it.
Oh, I love Slang.
This is Turn to Dust.
I love
that
it.
That is good stuff.
I don't mind that.
I truly believe the number one reason that this album did not do that well is because they didn't use the logo on the album cover.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't even look like
a Def Leppard. I just think
cover.
It was the time that came out in the late 90s. No one was buying Def Leppard. No one was buying anybody like those bands from the 80s. They just weren't.
Yeah. Well, except for me.
No, except you.
Yeah, I love Slang. I think it's
so
a great
good.
Album.
It's so good.
Work It Out is great. I mean, so many songs are
Title
great.
Title track
there.
Is good.
It's great.
Now, not
Deliver
only that
me.
One, but would they play now? If you, I've never seen them live, so would they play anything from that album?
I don't think.
I mean, I can't. I don't think.
Or is it just all
80s? Just all 80s.
And I haven't seen the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance. I've been meaning to sit down and watch it. I was so excited.
Yeah, I've only seen Stevie Nicks and The Cure so far.
Okay.
I've actually.
Do we know what they played besides Pour Some Sugar on Me?
I don't know. I heard they
Rock
were,
of Age,
I heard
I'm
they were
guessing.
Really great, though.
I bet. They've been playing all this time.
Yep.
Yeah. Gluten, Gleben, Globin, Gloop.
That's just nonsense.
I know.
All right. This next artist I'm going to play, this is someone I've seen in concert. Saw her at the Rose in Pasadena. This is Ricky Lee Jones.
Ooh.
I love her album called The Magazine. I love it. The song that I'm going to play is called The Real End. She's only played it three times ever. She played it in 84, 2017, and 2018. And this is a great tune.
Once I had a sweet love, always followed me around. Where I tethered my little lamb was like the Marquis de Sade, a new clown. Well, I guess I hurt him, I guess I hung up, I guess I should have called him back. I guess I didn't care, maybe I left him there, maybe a woman just acts like that. Well, what's the matter? Hey, baby, baby, what's the matter?
Okay. Yeah, that's terrific.
I don't know. I know, of course, Chucky's in Love.
Is he?
And I know that one. So I can't believe she wouldn't play that in concert.
I know. Three times.
And now, I only know those are the two songs of hers I know, and she doesn't play that one?
No. I only saw her about 2 years ago, and her voice was stellar. She sounded
really
great. She's a dream guest. That's a dream guest. I would love to sit down with Ricky Lee Jones for sure.
Oh, well, you know, you make it on your vision board. You put it there.
That's right.
You visualize it.
Pilar tore up my vision board.
You're always working. She was in a Bellini rage.
Her vision board is all Bellinis, all different flavors.
Oh, good Lord.
Why don't they have a grape Bellini? Easy. All right, what's your next song?
You know, so I am going to go to the 90s for a second.
Yay.
Because, right? And I'm going to pull out like a standby artist that I always pull out on the show because
this your favorite album of all time.
John Osborne.
Oh, love. Yeah.
And the reason I'm pulling out, because again, for this topic, like it always still makes me mad that if God Was One of Us is her big hit, because it is the least like her voice, yeah. And it totally bugs me. So I picked Dracula Moon because I don't think that's one that people know.
I don't think so.
Or ask about.
Here we go. Let's listen to Dracula Moon. That's a good one.
That God song sucked.
I know. I like that more than that. That God song.
That God song is so bad, and it was. I think it was like one of the only ones on that album that she did not write, and that was her big hit because it was very like. That was very much the sound of women at the time, but like I just love it.
Yeah, wasn't it written by like Rob Hyman and Eric Bazalian?
Yeah, all
like
the Hooters.
The
all
Hooters
were,
guys. I actually think it's kind of a nice song. I mean, I agree. I think the rest of the album is better, but I don't know.
There I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I mean, I understand, but Pilar's one of these people. If it's a song that's been played too much, she doesn't like it.
That
like,
I understand.
What
that
song
I understand.
Do you really not like?
Well, you know, people know that, you know, I forbade, who was it I forbade?
From UFO?
In the house.
Journey.
Journey.
Oh. Journey.
No Journey is allowed to be played in the house anymore because,
Even that song about that small town girl?
Keeping the marriage together was important, I think.
I think so.
And after a while, I was just like, no, it's them or me. So, yeah.
And then I was like, Steve Perry's kind of cute.
What?
No,
oh, man.
No.
By the way,
no.
watch the big interview with Dan Rather with Steve Perry. There are a couple of bombshells in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
When was this?
It's on Access TV. It was the premiere episode this year.
Can you just say the bombshells?
Yes. First of all, molested as a child.
Really?
Didn't know that. The next one's even bigger.
Uh-oh.
He has kids and grandkids. Well, I've never heard that he has kids because he's never been married.
Oh.
And he just kind of alluded that.
No, Jesus doesn't like that. I think we can all agree. Yeah.
Sure.
It was a woman. It sounds like it was just a woman that he met on the road and he got her pregnant and he's done the right thing. And
she was just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
And he goes, I'm not going to say their names. I don't talk about them in public. It's just for us and me. And I was like, wow, I had no idea.
That's well hidden for that long.
Yes, that's really well hidden.
Yeah, so, I hadn't heard anything about that.
No, me neither.
All right, bombshells. Nice. Now I don't have to watch it.
That's right.
Yeah. It's good because Dan Aykroyd. Dan Rather.
Did he do it as Elwood Blues? Did he do the whole thing as Elwood?
Sometimes I don't know if Dan Rather knows the people that these artists that he's talking to. And if he's talking to a female artist, he gets all like
mix.
Tongue-tied and, Carly Simon.
Yeah, what's he doing? Why would they pick him to interview like Iggy Pop or something like that?
They didn't even call me.
It's the most ridiculous.
They didn't even call me.
I know.
I do the small interview with Pat Francis. Mike, what's your next song?
I'm going to do my favorite song about Hollywood. I've seen Graham Parker a bunch of times, and I've yelled out for this one. And I saw him at the Bitter End in New York when I was living there back in the 90s. And he was going to play. It was like doing an acoustic set. And somebody yelled out this song, and I look over, and it was Marc Maron.
Oh, that's funny.
He's yelling out the song that I wanted, and the guy didn't play it. And I'm still yet to see him play this.
Maybe if the handsome Mike Siegel yells out, it gets played.
He couldn't care less. This is from a solo tour he did around, and this is my favorite song about Hollywood. This is the Three Martini Lunch.
I live near Hollywood, out in the canyon. It's a good life if you're winning. It's a killer if you're not. My wife up and left last night, couldn't stand another fight. The studio boss fired me, my future's been shot by the
Mike, I think our next episode is an all Graham Parker episode.
Is it?
Why not?
Okay.
We should
do that.
I can't
believe we didn't do one yet.
I know. Let's do it.
I just like the wordplay in it, the punching a hole in my life. And then there's one in the last verse when he says, well, I know what I'm doing. I just can't stop doing it. Which is like every alcoholic and everything ever. It's like, I know what the problem is. I just can't stop doing it.
Pilar takes a 3 Bellini lunch.
I did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ask my 14-year-old.
Chrissy, you've been taking many Hollywood lunches lately. We won't talk about any specifics, but things are happening.
Good things.
Little things.
Little things add up to big things.
Yeah.
Well, Chrissy's not allowed to talk about that on this podcast.
I know.
Because she's going to be talking about it on my podcast.
That's right.
That's right.
Wow, what would that podcast be called?
Oh, you know, it's just called On the Page. Mm. There you go.
Here's a bombshell. Chrissy has kids.
What?
Yeah. It's not talked about a lot.
Just the one.
Not talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chrissy, what's up?
Can I skip the next one and go start from the one after that?
If we're talking about the
Gary Newman next.
Sure.
Oh, Gary Newman.
It's very interesting. I got into Gary Newman not at the Pleasure Principle, but I Assassin. It was this weird, I want to say it was his second album, but maybe it was just the second one that I was aware of. And it was a cutout. Like the only albums I could really afford were cutouts. Like there was a band called Goanna. I got their album, there were just certain ones that were cutouts, and so I could afford them. And I bought it, and I really, like, I still listen to this album, and it's super weird and cool. And this song is called The 1930s Rust. I might have played it before, but I don't know if I have.
Let's find out.
Gary Newman.
If I have. Gary Newman, everyone.
I'm good. Don't cry for me and don't cry anymore.
Jazzy.
Yeah, wow, right?
Just shut your mouth and this point of view tells to me. Listen, babe, say you got no one tonight. Listen, babe, say you got no one.
To know that he was like 20. Like he recorded and wrote and recorded Cars when he was 19.
That's crazy.
It's so bananas to me. Yep. Bananas.
Peaked early. anybody, is he still out touring?
Yes.
Anybody see him?
Yeah, he still records too.
And like he's only 50. Like it's something crazy. Like he's only 52. Like it's a very young for what you can remember of those. I'd love to see him. In fact, I think there was a documentary about him that was in some film festival. I'm like, when can I see this? Because that one album.
Yeah.
Just really, and seeing him on the Erga Music War.
Yes.
Like what an interesting, like cutting edge, was doing stuff before other people, and then just that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
There's a great YouTube clip of Nine Inch Nails playing the car song,
mm-hmm.
and Gary Newman comes out and joins him on stage. It is wild.
Oh my gosh, I would love
they are,
that.
They're rocking it. It's great.
Oh, I should check that out.
All right, my next song is from, they're a punk band, right? X?
Yeah, well, LA's
own X. This is my favorite X song, my favorite one. They never play it. They've only played it 5 times. They played it in 86, 87, 93.
Wow, you did some homework.
Yeah, how do you know this?
Like, I looked it up. I went to setlist.fm.
Oh.
And they have all the stats. And then they played it twice in 2009. And it's not a very punk song, but it is my favorite X song. This one is called 4th of July.
Call her name. On the stairs I smoke a
See, again, there's another one. I know a limited amount of their songs, and that one I do know, and they do play on the radio here. I can't believe they don't play it in shows.
Five times, Mike.
That's weird.
They played it five times. If you're lucky enough to be there, you've heard
it's
it.
It's one of their most accessible songs
it is
that
one
they
of
have.
Yes, it, I agree 100%.
Maybe that's why they don't play it.
I know, probably not.
They just recently played, I think last summer, at in Marina Del Rey. They would do these Friday afternoon shows or something. It, yeah, like a happy hour kind of show.
Did you go?
No, but I know a guy that went, and he said they were just not playing an accessible set, and they just chased half the crowd away, the free crowd. They're like, let's go.
Let's
you
go.
Know that we're gonna go.
What do they sing? They sing Fourth of July. Oh, I hope they play.
Yeah,
it.
Nope.
Not at all.
See, this is where I think there's a weirdness with this particular topic, right? Because we talked about this, right? Like, is it the song that you don't think everybody knows, or that like they might not play, or in your case, it's like statistically.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's the song that they do not play.
No. The statistics are just an added layer of my song list.
Uh-huh.
This is a song that if I went to see X, this is the one I would wish they would play.
I wish him, right. Yeah. Exactly. So it's not about stats.
It's not about really, stats.
It just so happens that you also...
I'm just more amazed that it's not in their rotation.
I know.
Like their normal set list.
Stupid. What's your next song?
My next song, I have a confession to make, that in the 80s, I liked The Motels more than I did The Pretenders.
Oh my gosh, All for One. I love that just, cassette.
Oh my God. I just, Martha Davis, and she was so pretty.
Yes.
You know, and I just, So my song is...
I Touch Myself.
That's
I Touch Myself.
That's the Divinyls.
I Touch Myself.
I almost picked Divinyls, by the way. I love Divinyls.
It's Changed My Mind.
And it is from All for One.
Oh!
Here we go.
I just want. I was letting you guys know I touched myself. That was the only thing. I wasn't calling out for a song.
We all know.
Okay.
I bet you guess where I was some time ago, and I bet that you really didn't know. I don't need you. I don't want you. But I might change my mind.
Now,
again, we're going to bring it down, everybody.
I'm telling you, all of my songs are like this. Because if there's like a jazzy or a bluesy song on the record, that's the one I love. Again, why I'm not a regular on rock song.
Now, this is how Madonna wished she would have sang in Dick Tracy. This is how she wanted to sound.
But really, Dick? Is that right?
Hey, Dick, what's under that yellow raincoat? Want to show me? Oh, that might be the porn version.
Well, I brought a slow. I got a slow one. Slow okay. one. Slow one. I brought this for Christy because, it's
nice.
An Elton John
you
one.
Bring me a
it's
present.
Elton John.
Oh,
and I only saw him once, and this is I saw the farewell tour.
Yeah.
And this might be one of, if not the favorite song I have of his, and he didn't play it. And it's off Honky Chateau. This is Mona Lisa's in Mad Hatter.
Oh, I love it.
Thank the Lord. There's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
Love it. How did you know I love
the
song?
Well, no, I brought it in because it was, I love the song, and I know you're an Elton John fan.
Yeah, that's a great
one. Have you ever seen him play it live?
I haven't, no. I saw him in the 80s, but
it's 5 minutes, and I don't know if that plays against it, that it's a... Not that I don't know, live, if that matters.
I don't think live it matters.
I don't think in the 80s, like, that I knew that then, so he might have played it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it a good show, though, right?
Yeah, it was great.
But who was that singing? That wasn't the guy I just saw. Who was that?
He doesn't have the range. No,
who was that? That was Elton John? I saw another
Taron
guy.
Edgerton. That was Taron Edgerton.
Are you guys excited about the Rocketman movie?
No, I don't know.
I love the trailer. I think just that bam, 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 like the soundtrack to
it. Yeah, the Benny and the Jets.
Because that music is amazing.
Yeah, it makes it feel like it has so much more impact than it probably does. Like you take away that music from the trailer, and you're like,
I don't know. Well, they look like they're doing some like a lot of fantasy sequences.
Fantasy sequences, maybe.
Which I am not into that.
I'm not into fantasy sequences. Nope.
Me neither.
I can't tell.
Unless it was in Shape of Water, then I didn't mind that fantasy sequence.
When
the fish man dances.
Oh, right.
Yeah, fish man lays it down.
I didn't make it all the way through that movie. Is it good?
I love it.
It's good.
It's a real room divider.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
It was just...
Ooh, that would be a good topic for the show. The room dividers, right? Ooh, like the ones that you either love or you hate, right? Yep.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's
all
good.
My music is a room divider.
Yeah. That's true.
It's divided your house. It's a house divider. I know that. I can't tell if that. I know that you said the guy does his own singing.
Yeah,
he's Taron Edgerton.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
It's the second time you've said the actor's name. You're very, fond of this actor.
You know why? Because they're putting his name above the title, which I don't know if he was that. I guess Kingsman was a big movie, but.
He was in a couple other things, but I can't remember. But yeah,
I hate it when people don't sing and they're in music bios. There are so many actors that sing, and it just like suddenly, with Queen, right?
Bohemian Rhapsody. You can't find a guy that can act like Freddie Anderson.
Yeah, I mean that's impossible.
And they never did. They never found one.
When they showed a clip at the Oscars of his wonderful acting, they showed him singing. And so I'm like, what is real about that? They are piping in a voice.
Lip syncing.
I heard they melded him. Was that not right?
Really?
I heard they melded him with Freddie. Am I wrong?
They've been doing that
in the movies from the beginning.
Yeah. But, you know, now they don't have to anymore.
If we're going to...
I don't know. It's an interesting...
Acting and singing, it's not the same.
Although, have you guys seen the Judy Garland trailer?
No.
Yes, with Renee Zellweger.
It's great. And then at the end...
And she's singing.
She's singing. At first, I was like, oh, this is Judy. Like, we're hearing Judy. And then at the end, you see that it's her. And I'm like, I thought it was a great trailer.
Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen this at all.
She's a chameleon.
Honey.
She's a chameleon.
Is it old Judy then? Is it like old druggy Judy?
Yes.
Late 60s before she died Judy.
Okay.
Yes, but I think there's some flashbacks or whatever, but she's singing over it and you're thinking, oh, this is Judy we're hearing, but it's not. It's her.
You know who should play the young Judy? I'm sorry, suddenly we stepped into my universe for a second. Okay, so the young Judy should totally be played by the girl who does 11. On Stranger Things.
Yes, Bobby Brown.
There are shots of her right now that her hair's getting a little longer. I was like, oh my God, she looks just like a young Judy Garland.
Wow.
I would forgive her if she can't sing because I just want to see that and I want to see her.
With the we're getting a lot of biopics now. Let's stick with this topic and I'm just going to say, if they're going to make a biopic of a band, who do you wish they would make a biopic of?
Oh gosh, I've got to think for a second.
Okay.
Let me think.
I can guess who the ones I think that are going to happen soon are Bowie, Prince, Marvin Gaye maybe.
But who would you like? I know who I would like to see. I would love to see
I'd like to see a Prince one well. But then, talk about finding the right actor.
Well, Bruno Mars.
Okay.
I'm sure he can act.
Probably. He can do everything.
Good. You guys,
he can do everything.
Actually good.
He's really good.
Wouldn't surprise me if he couldn't act.
I would love a Ramones biopic, like a real hardcore Ramones biopic. I would love that. Because plus, they started punk, so that would be another little added thing to that. What about you, honey?
Did they ever do the Janis Joplin biopic?
They never did.
Had so many lives with so many different artists attached.
Yes.
Pink was attached. Yeah. Melissa Etheridge was attached.
Lily Taylor was attached.
Yeah, so I just, not that I'm dying to see this biopic, but I would like to finally see what it looks like. Who's actually going to do it? When are they going to make it? I think there needs to be a biopic of the making of the biopic. Because
that would
it's
be good.
Been
so long. The making of the making of.
Yeah, a little meta.
You got one, Chrissy?
I don't.
All right.
I think we're going to get too many of them, and it's going
to
beat the genre, because once this guy won an Oscar, you know, you had Jamie Foxx win in for Ray Charles.
Yeah.
You had, what was the Johnny Cash one? And then Reese Witherspoon win for that one?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like Oscar bait. Now every young actor is going to want to do one.
Yeah.
And so who's not going to win for Prince?
Jared Leto will play David Bowie, because he can sing.
Yeah. You have to go three generations of Bowie.
You don't think Jared Leto?
Well, no, but I just think the trap you fall in when you talk of these people is there's a real dark side that they never get to show in a movie that I think is part of that. And I just, I don't know. I'm like,
You didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody, the PG-13 debauchery? Oh, everyone have more champagne and a necklace. Mm-hmm. I bought everyone Tiffany necklaces.
I did enjoy that. I didn't expect what the movie was about, that was what it was going to be about. I didn't expect this was about his relationship with this woman.
Yes.
I didn't expect that, and I liked that. And Mary. I thought that worked. But, I mean...
Come to the window, Mary.
Mike Myers, that whole cheeky, wink, wink.
Hey, if they make one on Motley Crue, or just four dopes.
Idiots.
They're just...
Four idiots. As you say, the luckiest idiots ever of all time.
Yeah.
Terrible. They're awful. All right.
Yeah, that's tough. I can't think of off the top of my head. Well,
let's just play your next song.
All right. Okay. Again, we're with the 80s. It's kind of, I'm there.
It's okay.
I'm living.
It's all our wheelhouse.
It's my wheelhouse. The third and last Adam and the Ants album had a great song called Scorpios that I love. And I've seen him years ago, and he didn't play this. It was just all like, you know, all the friend or foe stuff. Mm-hmm. And anyway, mm-hmm. I think it's terrific.
Don't drink, don't smoke.
What do you do?
There's a gang in every town I see.
Anybody got an APB out on Adam Ant? Anybody know where he is?
He's touring.
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah, I'm just gonna tell my story.
I hear he's about bipolar. No.
This was.
I heard he cannot fit into that costume anymore.
No, let me tell you. I saw him. I saw him about 3 years ago with the concert wife, Suzanne Dillingham.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, loves him. Do you want to go see Adam Ant? I'm like, she goes, I'll buy the tickets. I'll go. Where? Okay.
Yeah.
It was at the Mayan Theater.
Oh yeah.
And it was awesome. He was awesome. And so
really?
I heard he was great.
A year later, he came to the Fonda, and I was like, we got to go to this. And I've seen him twice. I don't know if I own any of his albums, but he was great.
In terms of like energy, the crowd going.
He can still sing. He did all the songs. He had a young band, but he kept up with them. Oh, and another thing, when I saw him at the Mayan Theater, he was not fitting into that costume.
No.
He had like a big bandolero belt or whatever you call it. Yeah. But then a year later, he must have seen some video or something of himself because he totally got it together. He looked phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
He looked amazing.
A friend went to that latest one and I'm like.
Did the Fonda. Yeah. We'll go next time.
I've got to go see him. I love all this. I love the ones with the ants. The solo stuff is great. I'm really, I like him. I've never seen him. Oh, except in the 80s at Six Flags.
Look,
he played at Six Flags.
He's Prince Charming.
He's Prince Charming. That was that album. That was
okay. Fun. My favorite Stevie Nicks album is called Rock a Little from 1985. Mm. It's her fifth album. I love this album. Is it as good as the previous two? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's my favorite. You can go fuck yourself if you like
it.
Okay,
that's all right.
I got a little excited there for a second. So the song I'm going to play, according to my research, she's never played this live.
And you've researched it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I have. And this is, and I wish you would play it because I love this. This is a lot of the Heartbreakers must be playing on this because as soon as you hear the music, you're going to go, oh yeah, that's the Heartbreakers. Yeah. This song is called Imperial Hotel.
Says to her, why did you do it? She says to him, why do you stay?
Lives at the Imperial Hotel.
I like that. It sounds familiar to me.
I know. You sure there's not a video of that?
No.
That they may have played?
No, Mike. Why are you refuting all my stats?
I know, because I know them, and that's why I'm thinking, wow, I know that song. And
yeah, that's good. I
love
like
that song. I love it. You can hear the cocaine falling out of her nose as she records that.
She was right in the thick of it then, right? I mean, it was 85, was it?
It was 85. I was writing a lot of my babies.
They told me if I did one more line, it would I would die.
I would die, and my babies would never be given birth to. So I got myself together. I went to Betty Ford. I had my breast implants removed. I got everything because they were leaking. They were leaking a little
bit.
Lindsay made me get them, and I did. And now he doesn't have a career, but I'm still going strong. It's my band. Fleetwood Mac is my band, and I play my babies every night. I tuck them in. What's your next song?
Well, you know how we were talking about Janis Joplin?
Yes.
Or I was talking about her. So ever since I was a little kid, and I mean a little kid, I liked this song. And so I guess when this came up, I assumed that it was something that, like, if she was in concert, she wouldn't be playing because it's such a quirky little song. And then Pat was like, no, probably she would. But then, I don't know, and I ran out of songs.
How little were you when you were listening to Janis Joplin? Three?
It's like I was a little kid, and I used to get around singing this song because I thought it was funny.
All right. And what's the song called?
It's Mercedes.
Yes. I love that song.
Here we go.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait.
Who wrote that song?
Is that on the Pearl album? Is that on Pearl?
I have it from the Greatest Hits album. I think it's a bonus track on there.
By the way, when I was a little kid, I had no idea what a Mercedes-Benz was. I thought it was a horse.
you just like the
German horse.
I just thought a Mercedes. I don't know why I thought a Mercedes was a horse. But I just thought, yeah, she wants a horse. I want a horse.
Yeah, sure, you wanted a pony?
Right, exactly.
Is she singing about being a ballerina? I think she is.
So I guess I just assumed like it wouldn't. I don't know if this counts, but I'm going to be stretching from now on.
You keep drinking the Bellinis. You're going to be like end up like Janis Joplin.
Oh my God! You know what? At what point does the joke stop being funny?
It's a comedy music podcast. We ram
the
it
longer
in
you do run. It, then they come around to being funny again.
That is past, that's past thing.
Well, that's
right?
Kevin Nealon says it's the rule of sevens. First time it's funny. Second time, it's a little bit funny. Third time, it's even funny. Fourth time, it's not so funny. Yeah. Fifth time, kind of wearing out its welcome. Sixth time, not that funny at all. Seventh time, it's coming back up.
It's coming back up.
It was written by Janis Joplin, Michael McClure, and Bob Neuworth.
There you go.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Michael McClure. I'm Troy McClure.
And I'm writing songs
Joplin. From such self-help films as Smoke Yourself Thin and Get Confident, Stupid. Okay, I have one from Joe Jackson. I always come back to. I'm sure he probably played this during the tour of this album. This is 2008, the Rain album.
This is a great album.
It's a great album.
Really
I keep coming back to it, even though the newer ones I like too. The new ones came out last year.
Yeah, he hasn't disappointed lately with the new stuff.
But for some reason, this one I keep coming back to, and I'll play like on a Sunday morning. You just let it run, and
maybe
it's
have
great.
A lady over for breakfast.
Yeah,
you, put this
you know,
on?
You're making some brunch, and. So it's his 2008 album, Rain, and this is called A Place in the Rain.
Take down the pictures and take out the trash. Take up the tattered old rugs. Take up the mattress and count all the cash. And laugh with the last of the drugs. Burn all the papers and burn all the wood. Burn what we can't understand.
Yeah.
great.
I love that.
It's a great album. The
it
whole
really
album
is really great. Good. Mike, I'm looking at your list. You might be my concert husband because I've seen Elvis Costello with you. I saw Graham Parker with you. And I saw Joe Jackson with you.
Yeah.
Why does Mike get to be your husband?
Because you don't like concerts.
Hey, you're welcome.
Why can't Mike be my husband?
Because you know, what are you going to do with him?
Oh, you don't want the answer.
My concert husband.
There we go.
I can have my home wife. No, there you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
You guys got a Purple Rain t-shirt on. He doesn't know how to buy dresses.
That is, Mike, I have to say, that Pat's got a really good point.
That's actually, that's the shirt that we gave Mike for Christmas when he came over.
Yeah, that was my
over.
Christmas present.
Mike,
Purple Rain shirt.
Listen to this, Christy. Okay. I knew Mike was in town, and he was, I don't want to use the term Christmas orphan, but Mike was in town. He was a Christmas orphan. Christmas Eve. And we said, why don't you come over to our house for Christmas Eve? You know, we holiday cheer. So Mike comes over and he thinks that it's like a big dinner party.
Yeah, I was like, hey, we're coming by.
And he's like, hey, where is everybody? And we're like, what? It's just you. Just me.
Yep.
Just us playing Monopoly.
Yeah,
we played Monopoly. We had some, probably a Bellini.
Yeah, we had a Bellini or two.
Yeah, we just...
I drank a bottle of wine and watched the kids fight.
You watched us exchange our pajamas because that's what everyone gets Christmas pajamas.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Did you?
You had fun? You had
totally fun.
You had fun?
No, it was fun. Yeah, it was great. It was nice of you to invite me over. It was lovely.
But please don't ever do it again.
Yeah, now we don't have to do it ever. I got a nice shirt. You gave me the Beatles sign. That was nice.
Is it hanging on your wall?
Lovely.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
It's hanging in the place.
We like to have people over.
We do.
But it's Christmas Eve, so.
I did not think I was going to be the only one.
We always have somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Schmidt once for something.
Yeah.
We said the F word in like 4 seconds.
It's like our Christmas Eve hostage situation. Who will we take hostage next year?
It's just because we don't want to be there, so we want other people
to. Is that it?
Misery loves company.
Like impeding on their family moment. Christmas Eve, you should be doing your traditional things.
We were doing
I guess
it.
That is your family tradition.
Yeah, we have a stranger.
Some wayward loser to come over.
I found a hobo. He's coming over. He agreed to come over.
Give him some turpentine or something.
Christy, what's your next song?
Well, similarly, I mean, Freddie Mercury is long dead, but I'm pretending that this song they do not play in concert because I'm assuming that they don't with Adam Lambert. I have not seen them. This is from The Game, which was my entree into Queen.
Me too. That's my favorite Queen
album.
Right? Top to bottom, everything.
And this is Dragon Attack.
Oh, I like this song.
Yeah, right?
I have no idea what these lyrics mean, but I love it.
Doesn't matter. I gotta use my sled. It's gotta be Mac. Gotta get me on the
track. Gotta drag it on my back. It's great. Take me to the room where the beat's on. It was between this and Rocket Prime Jive. That's my other favorite.
Little Roger Taylor on lead vocal.
Adam Lambert doing that. I can't picture him doing
it. He sings in high register the whole time.
That's what I mean.
I am not a fan.
Oh, really? I am a fan. I'm
not
a full-on fan.
I saw him with Queen.
But you did.
It's high register the whole time. Freddie could rock, and he's just like theatrics, and it's like, and he's a little too flamboyant.
You were. Do you remember when we saw him on American Idol? And
yes.
Like the first thing Pat says is, oh my God, he should replace Freddie Mercury. Like immediately.
Fill in.
The minute that he opened his mouth. And then like, now that is the reality. But it was so weird. So I mean, I was there.
Yeah. You were there for it.
I was there for it.
Well, apparently the band saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now you've turned. Now you reject
him. I think he's great. I think he's great. I just wish that he would mix up the vocals when he sings with Queen, because Freddie didn't sing in the high register all the time. He could rock and do all different stuff. So there's only one Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Only one Freddie Mercury. All right. A band that I really like. And by the way, listeners, very close to getting the singer on the show. Robert Schwartzman is the singer. His mom is Talia Shire. And his band is Rooney. And this is from their second album, Calling the World. They've only ever sang this 10 times since 2007. That's 12 years. They've only sang this thing 10 times.
You've been on Google a lot.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
This is when you're saying, Pat, what are you doing in there? Nothing. This song is called Paralyzed. Love it. Rooney comes to your town, go see them. I've seen them 3 times. Fantastic.
I saw them once. They were great.
They were so good. So, yeah, I'm very excited if we can get him on the show. He lives out here.
Yeah.
Come on.
They're all local guys, right?
Yeah. Get out of the Coppola Castle and come down. Let's talk a little bit.
Pilar, when are you going to get Roy Thomas Baker?
I don't know. He won't answer you. I can't get it. I can't. Oh. But if I do, I'll let you know. You can come in.
All right. You can or Liz some. Fair. I lay claim to that one.
My
We've
plan,
been trying.
Well, here's my
for
plan.
Years.
Here's my plan for Liz Phair, because sometimes she'll tweet, answer, like, and stuff. My plan for Liz Phair is to try to get her for San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Okay,
in
that
January
makes sense.
Because she'll have a book out, and I haven't had a woman up there. Well, I have, but that was in the hotel.
Hey, Whoa. Come on.
So I would really like to have Liz Phair on the show. So we'll see what happens.
But she lives out here. Doesn't she live in like Manhattan Beach or something?
Yeah, I think she lives down by the beach.
Okay.
What's your next song, Pilar?
I don't know. Because like, I
only have one left.
We all have one.
We all have one, including me?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, you can pick which one you want.
Oh, could I ask you guys to vote? Like one that would really actually
Oh, yeah, because we started with me, so you have two left. So.
Okay, so here's the thing. So what I originally wanted to do was from Talking Heads, from... Burning
from Speaking in Tongues.
Oh no!
Little Creatures.
Oh. From Little Creatures, right? I wanted to do Stay Up Late because I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that people would actually like. I didn't think that was one that maybe everybody would immediately associate with them. And then Pat said, "No, it is." And then I wanted to do.
But then I found out that they never toured with that album.
Oh,
they stopped
really?
Touring before that album. They had two albums out where they didn't tour on, and this was one of them.
Well, can I do that one then?
You want
I love
to do
that song.
Okay,
let's
so
do
this
it.
Is this is the Talking Heads and this is Stay Up Late.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
It's a
good
song.
It's a
classic.
It's a
classic. Such an interesting
one.
Subject matter.
It's so great. I always
love
that.
And I loved it.
I loved it. It's just like hey,
perfect for Mother's
hey,
Day.
Yeah. Right. There's that little kid. Let's wake him up. Let's see what happens when we wake the baby.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? And I would think about it when we had babies. I'd think about that all the time. Like one, wake up.
And do you miss?
Like, that's terrible. It's awful.
Yeah. Any part of that you miss?
No.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, we kind of have it going on right
now. Christy misses something.
A little bit.
Give it time. We have it right now.
Yeah, you know, they never stop being needy.
That's not
so
what
you don't
I'm,
have
I'm,
to.
I'm talking about our third child.
What?
Oh,
oh no, your third child. Talking
the
about
cat.
Fiona.
The cat wakes me up every night at 4 a.m. She jumps up on my side table and just like meows, meows, meows. She wants me
to feed her.
No, she wants me to
cuddle.
She wants me to go out on the couch. So I go out on the every night.
You
do
this.
Close the door
for an animal.
Don't let the cat in.
But then it gets very zombie like.
Does he scratch at it?
And here's the thing. Here's why I really do it.
Oh, you got to nip that in the bud when they're kittens.
If Pilar wakes up, she's up.
Right.
But I can zombie my way to any part of the house and fall right back to sleep. But as soon as I get on the couch, The cat jumps right up and gets right.
The cat is
Why
obsessed.
Can't the cat do that in the bed?
I don't know, because she's trained me to go to the couch.
The cat is jealous of me and obsessed with
That's
cat.
That's hilarious. And
it is unbelievable.
Get away from the woman. I want you here on the couch to snuggle with.
We have
nuts. It's really creepy, Mike, actually.
Mike has the same bedroom set as us, which is weird, but it makes you comfortable when you go to his house.
That's right. You know, I don't want to make Pilar feel, you know, like out of sorts.
You know, in the dresser. How do you describe those little tabs on the dresser of that?
I don't know. It's almost like a...
It's like a door knocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Yes, like that.
It's a little tab you pull out, but
yeah, and it flips up. The cat,
like a fake coin.
If I don't get out of the bed, the cat goes over to the dresser and just hits that like it's a door knocker.
Right.
Like,
because he knows it wakes you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cat is crazy smart. Might be from another planet.
It's like a Lifetime movie at home with this cat. It really is. If you just, one day it's like she was murdered in her bed, it was the cat.
Yeah.
So I just want to say right here on the podcast.
Okay. Cat's 5.
Oh, you got 10 more years of this.
Oh, Mike. Do love that cat though.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, this song that you picked, it's so great.
It was in your wheelhouse. I knew that.
Oh my God. This is so good.
I've never seen Pete Townsend solo.
Me
but
neither.
I've seen The Who, but I doubt he would ever play this. This is off Empty Glass in 1980. Is that what that was?
1980.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like and this that. Is Jules and Jim.
Oh. Jules and Jim. So good.
Do you know
good.
This one?
I do.
Okay. Anyone can buy some leather. Ain't no better than wearing sheep. Anyone can sell lucky heather. You can see that words are cheap. Jimmy with his head out there. The hell is standing up for the truth there. That you and me can never ever share. Typewriter bangers on your own, just bangers on everyone's human. So Jules and Jim, Nate's got the tenors, rock and roll liners. Your hearts are melting in grooves of Jim. I love Pete Townsend's voice.
Yeah. Yes.
It's such a good voice.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Roger Daltrey, thank his lucky stars every day.
Yeah, that he that Pete writes those songs.
Still
for
takes
Roger
him on the road.
Yeah.
Still allows him in the band. Still has a band.
Yep. We Mike and I went to see Judd Apatow. Is that how you say Apatow? Apatow interview Roger Daltrey.
What? Yeah. Where was that?
This is downtown in the Japanese Cultural Center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
In
Little Tokyo.
His book came out last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I stumbled upon it. And of course, I'm like, hey, how do I get free tickets to that? Oh, we put you down for plus one. So we went.
So, Mike really is your concert husband.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been saddled with that job for 29 years.
How dressed up was Judd Apatow for that?
It looked like he just woke up in his clothes.
Yeah, looked like a slob.
Oh,
yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, flannel shirt open with a t-shirt and just I look better than he right now than he looked then.
Now, was it good? So it was good? It was interesting? Was
yeah, it was.
I liked it a lot.
Okay. No, it was a good interview. But.
He told a great story about in the movie Tommy where he hang glides with his shirt off towards the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he sings. Mm-hmm. He said, I never hang glided before in my life. He goes, and it was in the winter, so it was freezing. And so they just... they said, oh, you just run down the hill and jump. And he was, so I did it the first time. And he said, and it was fine. He said, but then the one with the actually film, he goes, I caught an updraft. He goes, and it was like really scary. He goes, and then everyone else that was hang gliding there, they're just like, who's this guy with no shirt on that's singing and hang gliding? So it was really funny. So, I could listen to Roger Daltrey talk all night long.
That Empty Glass album, though, the Townsend one, is great.
Mm-hmm. It's a great album.
That one and all the Best Cowboy Boys have Chinese eyes.
All the Best of the Cowboy Boys?
All the Best Cowboy Boys.
Yeah, I like all the Best Cowboy. I can't say it
anymore. I know. See, it's a mouthful.
It is. Christy, what's up?
Oh, all right. Well, this is Sheryl Crow, who I got real into in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And, I don't know that she would play this song. You know, she has her big hits, but this one got a little bit of play, but not too much, and I love it. And
what is it?
It's called Hard to Make a Stand.
I love that song.
Yeah, right?
This is my favorite Sheryl Crow album. This is fantastic.
Which one
it's
is
great.
This?
Really great. Her
Hard
second
to make
album.
A stand. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Call me.
great.
Yeah, so great. It's really now, good. I had a Sheryl Crow song in my list,
from,
but I didn't
from this
know
album.
It.
Oh, which one?
Home.
Oh,
so good. But it's really slow and yes. sad, yeah. So I chose not to.
Let's go take a break, everybody. So go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. Pilar loves to go to the bathroom during the show.
I don't know.
I've seen Sheryl Crow twice. I saw it once with my wife.
Oh,
and one with me.
And once with my concert husband.
You know what? And I bet you had a way better time with Mike. We left early.
She played a terrible set list.
We left. We were at the Pantages.
Really? And she left. Played a terrible set
list. It was like a benefit,
list.
Though. Wasn't really? It as a free benefit?
No, they were filming a DVD that night.
Oh,
which
okay.
I can't imagine anyone buying with that shit set list.
Really?
And then remember we walked.
Halfway through, we were just like.
Not feeling
it. We're good.
Then we walked next door to have a drink. And who was in there?
I don't remember.
Kenny Aronoff, and he was having a drink with...
I don't remember.
Don Was.
Wow. Really?
Two recognizable guys. One guy with no hair and one guy with crazy dreadlocks.
They left too.
They might have.
Oh, yeah. They weren't just in there by accident.
I
in the frolic
that.
Room.
You hate what?
When that happens, I felt like that. The last Tom Petty show I saw, Rock and Peace, I saw him the night before he died. Lucinda Williams, I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
And her, like, she was, I'm like, what are you playing? What are these, what are these songs? And it was all over the place. And she opened up with something kind of great and rocky. And then it was, I'm like, you have such better songs than that. Like, what is
especially when you're opening, you should just play your hits.
At the bowl.
Yeah.
Like, play.
When you know nobody came to see you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like. Yeah. You got to give them something.
Right. And I'm like, I'm familiar with her work.
Yeah.
Not so much all the, you know, but I've got three of the records and I'm like, I don't know what this is. What are you playing?
That's rough.
Yeah.
Like Pilar took me to see Aerosmith on my birthday. The concert was actually on my birthday. And Lenny Kravitz was the opener. Mm. And he came out 11 hits.
Right.
Boom. Done.
Left
the audience just like, whoa, okay. That's good luck, Aerosmith. But Aerosmith follows him. But I mean, he set the table.
I got to say, I mean, I don't know. Like, although I say that and then I'm like, I wish Tom Petty had played like one deep, like just something, just a couple of those. But he just did all hits.
Oh, yeah.
Although he opened with this first song from the first album, which I was less familiar with. But then, it was great. I mean, it was a great show, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
well, when it's your crowd, I mean, you can go deeper in the cut.
But if it's not your crowd,
yeah.
Hits.
And plus, an Aerosmith crowd is much more likely to boo you off stage than a Tom Petty crowd, I think.
Yeah.
They're going to be a little, if you're not bringing it with the Aerosmith crowd, boo!
Well, Lenny's got this thing in his hip pocket. If the crowd's not digging him, takes that shirt off.
Oh.
And maybe his pants.
His pants rip.
No, his pants rip. All right, here's my last song, and then we'll do some promoting, and then I'm going to let you guys vote on what the playout song is.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. So this is from a Melissa Etheridge album called Friend of the Show. Friend of the Show, Melissa Etheridge. This is from 1999. The album's called Breakdown. I'm going to play the title track. She's only played it 7 times. Played it in 2000.
Seriously.
Played it in 2004. And then in 2008, played it 5 times. And this is called Breakdown on Rock Solid.
How could I stay? How could I breathe? There had to be more for me. Promises gone. Stick and stone, I'm doing fine all alone. Sorry, I have it all breakdown. Sorry, I'm losing all my height.
When we saw her in concert, didn't she play that?
Maybe that might have been one of the times.
Who
was at that concert when we saw her?
Well, we saw two Melissa Etheridge.
We saw her at the Kodak Theater.
But the one that had like Steven Spielberg and stuff like that.
Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks when he was filming Castaway.
So he's all bearded up?
Yes, we're sitting there and all of a sudden these two women walk up the aisle because we had pretty good seats. And I go, that was one of that. who are those women? I know who those women are. What are they? Who is that? It was Kate Capshaw and Rita Wilson. And then just as they pass, I'm like, oh, that's Kate Capshaw and Rita Wilson. So I bet, oh, and then here comes Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, and they walk. And as they walk around, like everyone in front of us, everyone turned to see, to watch them. Like it was a sea of heads turning. It was amazing.
By the way, I could sit right next to these people and have no idea that I was sitting next to them. And I worked for one of those guys.
Just bad at noticing people?
Yeah. I mean, I have people in my classes. One time, remember when Sheree Appleby was in my class?
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching Girls that night. And I was like, oh, she's my student in my class.
In the show
right
Girls.
Now.
To
me, they're just people. So I just never associate them with anybody.
When we hike Fryman Canyon, we'll be walking. There'll be here comes a big hat and big sunglasses, and we'll walk by and I'll go, "That was Terry Hatcher." And she's like, "How do you know that?" That's Terry Hatcher.
She's like, "No, that was just a pretty lady."
No, it wasn't. It was Terry Hatcher.
I think we got to do with these two. We got to do a all Lilith Fair episode.
Ooh.
I already did one.
You did?
Yeah, with Caitlin West of Tiny Stills. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, man.
Wow.
90s ladies.
It's like I've been cheated on. You know what I mean? Like you picked her. Okay, fine. Yeah. Although she is, talented and
cute.
Knowledgeable. And
you're talented and cute. Pretty. By the way, where can people find you? They can find you at...
Yes, if you'd like to take a class with Sheree Appleby. onthepage.tv, and you can find all the stuff about my classes and my own podcast on the page.
And you're at On The Page on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. I'm On The Page on Twitter.
And you are now teaching online classes, so people from all over the world. You know, we have 1.8 million downloads worldwide.
Excellent.
So you might get a listener.
If you want to take a screenwriting class, or the next online class is actually a TV class, well, I'd love to work with you.
All right. Christy, you write for TV? You don't need that class. Mike?
I always use a brush up.
Where can we find you?
You can find me at Funny Mike on Twitter and Travel Tales Pod on Twitter and Travel Tales Podcast on Instagram.
Funny Mike on Twitter. Is that a lot of pressure when you put funny right now?
Not anymore. Somebody wants to buy it, they can make me an offer. I'm more than willing to let it go.
Christy, you have a bunch of secret projects coming up.
Oh, secret. Yes.
All right.
I'm on all the things. I'm on Insta.
Okay. Where's your Insta? What do you call it? What's your handle?
Is at Christy Stratton.
Okay.
Had I known, I would have done all the same, but I just didn't know. Whatever. And then
brand it.
I'm Christy S. Mann on Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to plug my comedy special.
That's okay.
You have a comedy special coming?
I have a comedy special coming out on drybarcomedy.com, and it's called Have Jokes, We'll Travel.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's a great title. I love that.
And it should be out by the time this... I don't know when this is there. I don't know.
This is going to be like in 3 weeks, actually. This is going to be a quick turnaround.
Hopefully it'll be... If it's not out by then, it should be out within the next month.
And, awesome. And dry bar is actually the dry bar where
it's not where you get hair, your blowouts.
It's not?
It's not, no.
I thought it was. I thought you told me it was.
No, and yeah.
All right. Well, there's going to be a lawsuit. There's going to be a lawsuit on that for sure. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
No.
All right.
But Christy, you should probably tell everybody about the animated show that you're writing on.
Bless the Hearts starts in September on Fox, y'all.
Bless
it's going to be
good.
Bless the Hearts, H-A-R-T-S.
Well, you better be back before that airs.
Do we know any of the stars voiceovers? Can we say who?
Yes, it's Kristen Wiig.
Wow.
And Maya Rudolph play mother and daughter.
Oh, my
Jillian
God.
Bell plays the daughter of Kristen Wiig. Kumail Nanjiani plays Jesus. Fortune Feimster, Mary Steenburgen, Ike Barinholtz, and in a few episodes, Holly Hunter.
Oh, my
and
God.
And what about... Did you ever consider doing some voiceover stuff for this show?
I do a little part in a few...
Because it takes place in, Texas, right?
Solid
North
exclusive.
Carolina. But
North
no,
Carolina.
No, no, no.
But we don't know the difference.
And I might get cut out. They've populated this world with a bunch of characters, and I have this character that'll come in and say a line or two... And
what's the character's name?
Dawn is her name.
I love it.
Look for Dawn out there.
Delta Dawn.
Did they make her in your image?
No. It just, I happened to read it at the table and they were like, hey, do you want to do, Emily Spivey, who created the show, is so funny and terrific. And I just got to do it. And, they limit me because they know, whatever. They know my limitations as an actress. But, like, I'll get to yell a line or two every now and then. So great. It's kind of fun. And
throw a y'all in there every once in a while.
Oh, please.
A lot of y'alls. Yes. A lot of y'alls going down.
Honey, there are so many y'alls in the show.
And you will be talking more in depth about that when you're on Pilar's On the Page podcast.
Absolutely.
Yes, I can't wait. All right.
So we are at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. Kyle is at Kyle Dotson Funny. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for everything about the show. You can find links to t-shirts and the Patreon page and all that good stuff. And thank you for spending your Mother's Day evening with us, Christy Stratton and Pilar Alessandra.
Thank
and Mike,
you.
Thank you for being here as always. Now, I have a playout song. I'm going to go around. I'm just going to name the band. I'm going to name the band and you guys have to pick.
Something they might not. Probably don't play in concert.
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
But I'm gonna name the band. Pilar, do you want to hear from The Police or from Genesis?
Oh, God, The Police.
Okay, Mike, what about you?
Since we did an episode, well, I know they're going to pick The Police, so I'm going to take Genesis.
Okay. I was going to say Genesis.
Oh, really? Well, I'll take...
Just because I'm so familiar with The Police. So it's...
So let's go for Genesis.
I almost picked a Police song, but so I'm interested in what you were going to play with Genesis. So,
all right. So what's the vote count right now?
It's two to one. Genesis, go for Genesis.
Well, what would you pick?
Well, what would you pick?
I would have picked The Police.
Okay, so it's two
it's
to two.
Fine. It's
the,
fine.
Play whatever the hell you want.
Play the song.
All right. Well, since it's Mother's Day, here's Mother by The Police.
Oh, no, that's awful. These are coming off. These are coming off.
Telephone is ringing. Is that my mother on the phone? Yeah, telephone is screaming. Won't she leave me alone? The telephone is ringing. Is that my mother on the phone? Well, every girl I like. I kiss Ginger Mama. Now I can keep you, mom.